Good afternoon. Welcome to my first podcast. Today I will be talking to you about why I'm studying an LLB degree, my study methods, and the skills I need to succeed in getting my degree. So let's get started. Why am I studying towards an LLB degree? Well, I've always wanted to help others, help make a difference, in hopes that I will change a life for the better. The study skills and methods that I use to succeed in getting my degree, I tend to want to work in a quiet environment. I generally have a fan playing in the background to drown out exterior noises such as a dog barking or television or people talking. I also tend to tag and highlight concepts in each chapter. I write out definitions, and I also go over module outcomes after each learning unit so that I get an idea of what kind of questions can be asked within that chapter, and also to get a better understanding of the work. I also try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and on days where I feel that I'm quite tired, I also try to have a nap for about 20 minutes or to an hour, depending on how I feel. I also chew or suck on mints or jelly babies, and I drink water throughout the day. I try to study for 45 minutes and then take a 10-minute break where I either go make myself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, or I go outside and walk with the dogs just to get some fresh air and change of scenery. I also make notes. I take my class notes and I take the content from the textbook, and I combine the two to get an overall view of that learning unit or that chapter, and in points where I don't understand the work, I then make questions, and once I've gone through each chapter, then I go to the lecturer. I either email the lecturer or I go to them the following day, and I ask the questions that I don't understand. I tend to like to prepare for tests and exams well in advance, hopefully more than a week, purely because if I don't understand something, then I still have time. I don't like stressing about something a day or two before the exam, especially when I feel that the content is quite lot to get through. And I also try to exercise 3 to 4 times a week. I do some cardio, which is really good, or take the dogs for a walk. And then in terms of skills, I try to stay positive and I try to manage my time effectively. I write everything out on a calendar in a month in advance, and I give myself realistic goals. If I know that this chapter is quite comprehensive, I then allow myself 2 days to get through it, and I then highlight again and write down definitions on a separate piece of paper, and I go through those. I also try to answer exam papers and test papers and work it out as if I were in the exam. So I follow the FERAC method, and making sure that I follow step by step so I don't leave anything out, so I get the full marks. And after each lecture, I like to go over the work that I did that day and then combine it, like I said before, with the textbook and make sure that I've covered everything. And then I also try to prepare for the next class where I read a chapter ahead or I read a case ahead. So if there's something that I don't understand, I can ask the questions during class. And one last thing, in terms of a healthy diet, I try to eat at least 3 meals a day and maybe have a few snacks in between. For example, I'll have some oats in the morning, and then 10 o'clock maybe some fruit, and then I'll have proper lunch like a toasted sandwich or avocado on toast. And then around 4 o'clock, I'll have maybe another little bit of a snack, like some biltong or dry vorse.
And then dinner, have something healthy like a hearty roast veg soup. So just trying to always make sure that my levels of energy are high and eat properly and healthily, because if you eat healthy, then you're able to stay focused more and keep your immune system up. And on that note, that brings me an end to my podcast. I hope you found it to be informative. Yeah, have a good evening. Thank you. Bye.